My friends, happy Thursday. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day, a marvelous, marvelous Thursday. Lots of coffee. Diving in, my name is Elliot Lane, host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily, here to bring you your daily dose of cannabis news and insights. We have a lot of interesting, a big variety of news today. So let's dive right in. Starting in Nevada, a couple news stories out of there this morning. The Nevada Board of Pharmacy is appealing a court decision ruling its classification of marijuana as a Schedule I drug as unconstitutional. Naturally, pharmacy is fighting cannabis, but they are doing so very actively in the state of Nevada, where it is already being sold very actively. The lottery for consumption lounge licenses in Nevada was also yesterday. 20 licenses went to independent new businesses. Half of those licenses went to social equity applicants. 20 other licenses overall for existing cannabis retailers. So 40 licenses total, 20 to existing retailers, 20 to independent new businesses, 10 of which went to social equity applicants. 100 applicants overall that they had to sift through in that lottery. I did not see the likes of Planet 13, maybe Thrive Cannabis. I didn't really see some big names in there, albeit that doesn't really worry me. You know, Larry and Bob over there are going to get it done and get themselves a consumption lounge, no doubt in my mind. Pablo Zwanich, analyst at Cantor Fitzgerald, remains neutral on Hexo and does provide a somewhat bullish report. See that on Benzinga.com/cannabis. There is a new study from William Patterson University linking legal adult use cannabis to increased alcohol consumption. This study analyzed relationships between alcohol and cannabis of 4.2 million Americans in states that have decriminalized marijuana. The big analysis here was the CDC Behavioral Risk Survey. It's a national survey that gathers info on alcohol use specifically. Now, the study itself was between 2010 and 2019. Alcohol use jumped 6% for young adults aged 18 to 24 in 10 states where marijuana had been decriminalized. For adults overall, consumption was up 1.5%. Recreational cannabis was linked to a small increase in alcohol consumption per the study in alcohol itself. Researchers found no evidence of sustained effects on binge or heavy drinking and also found that legalization is directly associated with decrease in opioid prescriptions. Also temporarily reductions in opioid-related emergencies and does not increase the use of other substances. This is a very confusing study. I don't know what they're going for here. A very, very small linkage of decriminalization to an increase in adult use alcohol consumption. That being said, it seemed there was a big lack of variables in this study. Also, I would probably look to who funded this. However, there is the reduction in opioid-related emergencies and no increase in the use of other substances is directly counterintuitive to other studies that have come out recently. So just continuing to get more science, get more research and development behind marijuana and cannabis as we continue to move this industry forward is very necessary because I'm still convinced that these researchers haven't found the answer yet. Connecticut adult use sales will begin in 2023 instead of the end of the year, just looking at the progress of their licensing. Lifest, or NXTTF on the OTC, their subsidiary CanMart has expanded the product portfolio of their Royalty brand in Ontario and Alberta. Royalty spelled R-O-I-L-T-Y. Cordova CanCorp, L-V-R-L-F on the OTC. This is super interesting. Entered into an LOI with Jackson Bevco to facilitate opening and operation of cannabis retail stores within or beside convenience stores owned and operated by Jackson's. Jackson's owns and operates 65 convenience stores in the Western United States under the brand name Big Smoke and Tobacco Connection. Very interesting. They are owned by Jackson's Food Stores, which has 361 wholly owned convenience stores nationally. And through a JV partner, they have 2,000 other stores. Revive Therapeutics, RVVTF on the OTC, announces an offering of up to $5 million. And Item 9 Labs, OTC listed INLB, appoints a new CEO, Mike Weinberger, formerly chief franchise officer of the company. They also fulfill their conditions related to Sessions Cannabis and their acquisition there in Canada and expect to close that in the next 3 months. This will take Item 9 Labs' franchising store count over 50, making them the largest cannabis franchiser in the world. Rockin' news from Item 9 Labs. They are really fast approaching some marks that take years to get to when it comes to retail footprint for cannabis retailers. That being said, if I'm looking at stocks to watch today, I'm keeping an eye on INLV. The really interesting one for me, though, is Cordovacan, LVRLF, as we look to the day and their combination with Jackson's BevCo. This is Elliot Lane with Benzinga Cannabis Daily. Also, keep an eye on that study. If you want to read more, head to Benzinga.com/cannabis from William Patterson University. Have a great rest of your day.